Okay, with Ben Adler, Tape 42, German Shepherd is the short film, played at the Sci-Fi Fantasy Film Festival. It is a found footage film with a really interesting twist ending. I love this film. I guess, Ben, the art of the found footage is that from a logistical standpoint, it has to make sense that the footage was found and you're not taking any kind of like directorial liberties for the plot points, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it is that it's, you know, it's like a primary document, right? It exists, you know, with all its flaws. So I think honestly, for the context of it, in my opinion, the found footage movies I see, they just don't address it, you know, because you might not, in real life, if you see a leaked tape, you might not know where it comes, you know, so I always like that idea of just kind of going right into something wild and letting kind of the audience do a little bit of the writing as to why we're seeing this and how.
Yeah, exactly. So these are popular films. I haven't seen one on the level that you've made. Like I've seen a lot of found footage short films for something that what I do, but yours is pretty spectacular on many levels. It's like obviously got the, it's very action oriented. It's got animation elements. I'm just curious about like when you wrote the screenplay as well. Like, when did you kind of come up with this idea for this film?
So this is an idea I have for a feature film as well. So in terms of when, I mean, probably, you know, years ago, and, you know, I have kind of those all hashed out. But as far as the short, I mean, you know, I always kind of figure having something visual, having something like that is always going to help me more, you know, in terms of a longer career, a career success. It's always kind of easier to have something visual to show people. And I also just kind of saw Unreal Engine and the things people were able to do with it. And I thought, hey, this is an idea I have that I'll never be able to shoot, you know, like live action, like on my own. And maybe I'll be able to do it and kind of make my own little mini found footage blockbuster kind of on my own. And that was the real impetus behind it, I would say.
Okay, so explain to me what that is. What did you call the program?
So Unreal Engine is honestly, I'm probably the wrong person to be giving Unreal Engine's intro, but it's a game engine, right? So people use it for game development, but you know, recently it's being used more for, you know, film and TV production. I know a lot of like full blown mainstream you know, shows use it for VFX and live action kind of, they have these big LED screens they use, and it's like constantly changing, but yeah, it's a really high end. It allows you kind of to get really high end results on a pretty independent level, I would say, is what was attractive to me.
So in terms of like the learning curve of understanding it, like, is it a deep learning curve to kind of understand exactly how to use all the tools?
It's hard to say. I kind of feel like I had a good background in terms of like programs I had used before going into Unreal Engine. You know, things like Adobe After Effects, having kind of a compositing and a little bit of a VFX background, I think definitely helped me out a bit. And then, yeah, I mean, I think all the resources are there if you wanted to learn. I mean, you just go on the internet and do it. People are out there explaining exactly how to do a lot of things that, you know, it's not exactly what you're trying to do for a project, but you watch a lot of these tutorials and this is a period of, you know, months, and you're taking time to learn it, but you just start to, you know, create your own projects and solve your own problems on like a very problem by problem basis. I wouldn't say like I'm a master at Unreal Engine. I would say I tried to make this specific project, and then for every problem, like specific problem that this project posed, I like figured out how to solve it in the program. So it's, I would say my knowledge of it's very project specific.
So, okay, so give me a lowdown. So so the found footage is coming from the point of view of a character, almost like the video game, where like a gun video game. Trust me, I'm sorry, I apologize. My video game knowledge is pretty immature. So a gun video game where like you're kind of going into, you're like a SWAT team person, you're going into the room you're shooting, and that's sort of what this film is like. So that's where the found footage comes from. So, but everything is animation, like everything's from the program, like even the, like when they go into the house, there's that long sequence, that's all kind of from the program?
Yeah, I didn't shoot anything with a camera.
You didn't shoot anything with the camera at all?
Nothing, this is 100% animated, which is cool. And I think also, if it wasn't found footage, you would probably be able to tell easier. A big part of the found footage, for me, that's cool too, is like, you know, photorealism is hard to achieve.
Yeah.
But if you have that added element of the footage is grainy, it's shaky, and there's like a narrative backing to that, that kind of, you know, people aren't just like, hey, he's doing that because it looks stupid. No, like it's part of the story and whatever. You can, I've had a lot of people who just are like, yeah, I didn't even realize this was animated or some of it, you know, parts like that. So, all of it was done on the computer. I did a lot of the animations are motion capture animations. So they, it's me. It's Ben Adler just dancing around his apartment like an idiot. So
yeah, it's because the it's so realistic, this like mansion or home that you do. It's like, it makes it like from a production standpoint, value standpoint, if it was live action, it would be a lot of money shooting there.
Sure.
But it's it looks so real. It's kind of the technology these days is absolutely stunning to me, because it's like, it just all kind of, you capture the emotion. That's the number one thing with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I like to think of these shorts too. And like, I'm all in on like this method of filmmaking. I think it's something that's going to really, at least in my opinion, it allows me to get exactly what I want in terms of like, I can think of exactly the way it should look in my head. And yeah, you can get exactly that. There's not really a lot of limitations. It's a matter of like how much time you want to sit there and grind at it. So you get it. So yeah, I mean, like in terms of the technology, I think, I'd love to just continue making shorts, you know, in this, but this was always, I like to think of them as like a stepping stone, right? So this was like, all right, I'm going to try to make like a photorealistic kind of found footage, whatever. And then on the next one, try to do like real dialogue with faces and whatever. You'll see, it's like, it's not, you know, it won't look as good, right? Like it's, when you leave the found footage, you kind of also abandon full photorealism. I think things can look really, really good. And there's some stuff out there. If you check out like Love, Death and Robots, series on Netflix, where a lot of their stuff is done in Unreal Engine. A lot of it looks, I mean, close to photorealist, but it's a kind of a binary, right? Like it either is or it isn't with photorealism. So I think really where the value is there is you're able to kind of not go for the full photorealism, go for like a stylized kind of animated look. And it allows you to kind of do that really easily, I think. And you can still, it still looks really good.
So I've had two previous conversations in the last month of people doing AI films, like something, it's almost similar to what this film is, but it's obviously a different program where they're just like, as you described, they're making things real by telling the AI what they want in their film. You see a future with that too?
Well, I don't know if I see it necessarily prompt based. I mean, I'm sure anything. I'm big into the AI. Like, I'm a Chat GPT.
So you're a believer. Team. You're a believer.
Yes, yes. I think it's an awesome tool. I think people just think of it wrong. I think it's a tool, right? Like, it allows you still, like, you hear these AI songs or you see these AI movies. Somebody still had to like know what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
To get it right. So it's not like it's, you know, it's a calculator. Just because you have a calculator doesn't mean you're like really good at math. So
yeah, I use the analogy where like when we were before the podcast, we were talking about YouTube. It's like YouTube, like everybody can make a film. Everybody can have a camera now, they got it on their phone. It doesn't mean that they're going to be a good filmmaker.
For sure. Yeah. Right? It's the same thing.
So it's the same thing with like his love.
And the people worried about it are, you know, it just seems like either they don't understand AI or like, yeah, it's just like insecure. That's what I think it is. I think honestly, it's a good thing. That's what.
But it's the movie. It's the watching too many movies worry, right? Where it's like the intelligent design is going to be smarter than us, and kind of like their first instinct is to take over us, right? So
because I think there's some of that. I think the more concern is that like you just end up in this world where we have like. And I would pose the argument we already are there, where you have the same movie 1,000 times because there's like an AI that everyone's kind of relying on creatively in a big way. But I don't really see it that way. And I would say we're already there with people.
Okay. So yeah, because it kind of your film kind of reminded me of that, of those conversations I've had with people about that, because it's sort of like using this similar program, I guess, right? But
yeah,
so for sure. Do you want to give away the ending or no?
I'm happy to discuss it for sure, man. Please watch the movie, everybody. I think, you know, yeah.
Let's all right. It. So the Nazi thing, right? So they're going in, they're infiltrating a Nazi. Mm-hmm. They're infiltrating a Nazi mansion, right? And I guess there's like, is it Hitler at the end? Like, is that sort of the intention? Like that he's still alive?
Yes.
Like, what's the intention?
Yeah. So Yeah, the big thing is the initial premise, or like if the elevator pitch is, it's like it's the last scene of Zero Dark Thirty, but it's not Osama bin Laden, it's Hitler. Like that's like how that's like how I pitched it to friends before I made it, basically.
But he's like, what? Where are we? Like where
we are? He's in South America. Like that's
no. Where but what year are we in?
Oh, it's contemporary. Like so, you know, modern-ish day time. It's an alternate history timeline, clearly. Where like things are totally different, but like I'd rather just like imply, at least to me, like it's not like I fleshed entirely all of it out, right? Like I'd rather let the audience just be like, oh, that's weird, there's Nazis on the moon in this painting, very strange.
Creepy, right? Like
yeah,
it's,
weird,
it's obviously
weird.
A reaction. The first time we see that symbol in your film, there's that creepy, I don't know, that creepy emotion, I guess. That's your intention, I'm assuming, right?
For sure. Well, and found footage too is like, with found footage, the only thing you have is like your exposition, right? Like you're gonna reveal things. So you have to just, that's like what you're doing, right? You're basically just timing that out, right? And those beats kind of have to really hit in a way they like, and the exposition can't be like dialogue based in a way it would typically be.
Yeah. So like in Zero Dark 30, they go to Pakistan and they take over this mansion, right? And then they find Osama bin Laden and they kill him, and sort of the same kind of analogy, I guess, right? Like
so in this is interesting, they extract him. So the initial feature idea I had, it's actually, this is like the opening, and then the movie itself is like they are, it's very contained. It's very contained, and it's a group of SEALs, and like they have Hitler, and it's a very much about like should like you, they're supposed to bring him back. Some people have very personal, you know, feuds, and they want to take care of them. It's kind of this revenge, you know, dissection.
But you're starting up a conspiracy too, right? Like with your film, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Yes, this is real. This is real. Dude, I'd love it if someone thought this was real and it would get like a million views. You know, that'd be great. I guess maybe it wouldn't. I don't know, but.
Well, yeah. Well, it's got that reaction too, right? It's like you don't like. Yeah. It's like I think you even kind of alluded a little bit in the blog interview where like you don't want to champion, you don't want to like. It's like that fine line where it's like obviously they're the villains, but you don't want to like put them on a certain pedestal or like give them a certain kind of giving them some shine, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean that's. You know, so if they're scary, they're supposed to be, you know, they're seen in a bad light here. You know,
of course.
Supposed to be,
yeah.
It's supposed to be a scary thing to walk in there and see the flag. Right. And I think that's like you're actually playing on how viscerally like bad they are, that like you can walk in there and like the symbol itself is pretty creepy and like walking in there and just being like, whoa, this is strange. Yeah. I don't know. I think. I think you actually like you couldn't glorify them and have the movie work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't like, I think, you know, people, it's a very sensitive time that we live in now. Right. So
yeah, just good sci-fi fun.
Exactly. So they're clearly like the worst of the worst in your film. It's just that like, you know, but so then you put it on, you already have it on YouTube. It's close to 8,000 views. So was that your intention when you made it? Just like get it on our YouTube channel, get it some play. Like you said, hopefully like see if it goes viral.
I mean, look, my view is put it online. It's always best to just have it out there, is my view. I don't think, I mean, a lot of these festivals tell you don't put anything online, you can't do our festival, whatever.
That's ticket sales, right? Yeah
The way I see it is, you know, it's a strange, weird sci-fi movie, and like there's definitely a group of people that like want to see this kind of content, right? And I think like you're going to find them easier online than you are like playing to some small audience. So my intention usually for my movies is to just get them online, and you know, you hope it reaches the right people.
So you know that you're limited with certain festivals, right? Because they don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, so it goes. I mean, you know, I think if I made something a little longer form, whether it was like something like a pilot or a feature or something like that, I think you know, where you're really investing money and things like that, and maybe you want to sell it or make kind of connections that way, I think maybe you do hold off and you do the festival or something like that. But for a short film or something that's kind of like very like in a specific place like this, and Unreal Engine kind of has this very kind of online thing going on with it too, where there's all this content kind of always flowing. I think, I don't know. Just for me, it seemed like totally the better move. And also like, I like enjoy when people watch my movies and comment on them. You know, like that's yeah. that makes me happy. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So then what motivated you to submit the festival? Just to get more exposure, get the right people to see it?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously I want people to see it and get as much exposure as I can. So if I can submit to your festival and have it online, of course I'll do that. So yeah, that's generally my thinking. And, you know, when it's something like a sci-fi festival or something where I can directly reach people who I think are going to like it, I think that's, you know, especially incentive.
So you obviously got some good comments on your YouTube channel. What did you think about our audience and the audience feedback that we sent you?
Yeah, that was great. You know, I thought it was awesome. I didn't even realize those were coming. It was a pleasant surprise. I was pretty happy about it. So yeah, it was great. I'll enter it again. I'll probably keep a whole library of just testimonials.
No, because everybody seemed to really like your film, right?
So yeah, they really did. They really did. Yeah, it's great. I love that, man. Yeah, that's the best.
And nobody like you said, there's nobody kind of knows how it was done, right? Like I like maybe a couple people, but I didn't when I watched it. So it's like,
yeah, for sure. It depends. I wonder, did you guys screen it? Because I think it might mention it in the YouTube thing. So I wonder if you guys screen it, how you guys screen it. But because like, I've never had anyone really watch. I usually send it on YouTube, I think, and I think it might even say Unreal Engine in the title. So it's interesting to have.
No, they had nobody. It was just its own. Like they're watching all the films kind of one by one, right? So it's got its own little. Yeah. So nobody knows, right?
Yeah, that's the best way. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the interesting part. You just like you don't even really read the synopsis really. You just kind of watch.
No context. Well, especially for this too, just absolutely no context. It's, you know, ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it's like it's an action film. Like obviously, you can submit to action festivals. It's obviously, it's got a little horror aspect and thriller aspect to it too, right? So it's like it's kind of creepy. The film in a good way, right? So
yeah, I mean, I think when I watched Zero Dark Thirty and like honestly, like Sicario too has a pretty similar sequence. I think there's just something so like, and any real found footage, there's something so creepy about like that VHS noise and just like silence and like moving forward towards like a door, you know, like just something so weird and creepy about that. Yeah, I don't know. Hyped to like be able to get any fraction of that.
Because when Osama bin Laden, when they went in there, they were watching like the White House and, you know, Secretary of State, Obama, you know, the VP who's our president now, or your president now, they're all watching the footage. They're like watching the footage of that, like, because someone's got the camera too, right? So almost like in your film, like too. So that's what it's got. That's what it has. It kind of has that vibe to it, right?
Where, it's somewhat of a feed. Right.
Yeah, like we're getting a feed of what's even you have that kind of like even the way that you play with the camera, right? So
yeah, and you get their radio, which is like you can hear like a third of it, you know. But that's kind of like how if you watch any of these things, right? Like they have you can go and find these, but like not Osama bin Laden, but you can go find pretty serious stealth like missions like this. And I mean, it's pretty. You can't even hear what they're saying. It's pretty funny.
They just like put it out there, like they put it out for public consumption.
I don't know if they put it out there, but like you know, they're around. Yeah, you dig on the internet, they're around. I mean, they're older too. Like you know, but it is. And I don't know if they're all American or whatever, but you can find some pretty interesting like SWAT raids. And you know, they always have the radios are always like part of it. You know, interesting too. If you all those Sicario ones have those cool drone shots. I was not able to get one of those, but I always thought those were so cool too.
So are you gonna keep making films? I know you said you have a day job where you do the work for a video game company, but what's your goal as a filmmaker?
Yeah, I mean, so I made another one since this. It was like a 16-minute sci-fi. It's called Massacred Oak Creek. It was also an Unreal Engine, and it's like a mockumentary about just like a small colony that got like raided on by a group of aliens, and just like a mockumentary about, you know, the event and kind of just the aftermath, which was awesome. It was a real grind, took a real long time, but yeah, so that was fun. And then I'm making another one now, you know, that's just keep grinding. These things take a while. So it's always kind of good to just keep slugging away, even if you're moving real slow.
And you're just doing it all kind of like all by yourself.
I mean, I work with voice actors and like there's artists like you're using artists and licensing assets and things like that. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, I'm writing, directing, I'm doing most of the mocap myself, like running around doing all the motions, and even the facial mocap is usually me, like in these newer ones, right? Like you're doing a lot of lines and you're doing you know, is a so a lot of that is usually myself as well. But you know, some actors do their own facial mocap. It's kind of just a matter of circumstance or if I can get what I want, honestly. Like, yeah.
So who? But about the sound design, who's doing the sound design?
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
You're doing the sound design too.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Does that take? I'm assuming that takes a lot of your time.
It's usually the last thing I do, right? So the way I treat it is I go into Unreal Engine. I treat Unreal Engine just like it's a shoot, right? And it's pretty much what it is. Like you come out of there with a bunch of video files that are the shots you want. And then you go into it, whatever editor you want, and you're just treating it like you have all your footage from, you know, wherever you shot. And then, yeah, so it's the last thing I do. I treat it like post, and I have completely mute clips. So I have to go in there and build all of it. So it's fun. I find little objects and I bang up against this mic right here. It's great.
So, but you intentionally don't, in this film, you intentionally don't have credits, right? So you kind of like play up on that.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess. Yeah. I feel like not adding credits like makes people think it's more legit. When I uploaded it, I was like, I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't let people know. It's just like, yeah, like one, I did all this. I should act like I have a sound department.
Cause you know, there's going to be that one person out there, right? Who thinks this is real.
Act like I have a team. I should say, yeah, the team was working on it.
Yeah. There's like it's like that one person who still believes wrestling is real, right? Like it's like, there's always going to be that one person.
Yeah. Yes. but actually the sound design I find is actually pretty fun. And, you know, I don't find it to be, I find it the least challenging part of the process, I would say.
Really? Cause yeah. You got some skills. You got some game.
Well, in this one, it's like you say that, but in this one, you wouldn't know, like if something it's such a mess of found footage, it's not precise. Right. So this was kind of like, oh, that sounds really cool. I can just kind of throw this here. Doesn't have too much sense.
I think you're giving yourself not enough credit. It's like, but there's an art to what you just described, right? There's an art to doing that.
For sure. But thank you. Well, thank you. Yes, I don't know how to take a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, like, so, but then you could, I guess, you use two voice actors, right? So then that's it. It's just you.
I had a few voice actors. So I had a couple buddies come in, and then there's my guy, Michael, I forget his last, I got to look at his last name. I'm the worst. I gotta remember. Yeah. But I found him on the internet, and he's actually my new one as well. He's great, this British guy. He's the kind of British, you know, SAS type voice on there.
Gotcha. Well, I can't wait to see your next films, and congratulations on this. It's like it's like the new kind of world, right? That we live in. And you, like you said, you're right. It's all about anybody can go in this program and kind of make a film, but it's about the art is making a good film with an engaging story. So it's a great idea that you did, and it really works. And it's like the movie just flies by too. It's 7 minutes, but it feels like it's like 2 or 3 minutes. It's just like, it's a quick succession. So.
Well, awesome, man. Yeah. I really appreciate the kind words. This is a great festival. I love getting the feedback, and yeah, this is great, man. This is my podcast debut. So thank you.
Well, I'm sure this is one of first of many. So.
All right. Let's hope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.